New Hanover County Schools is looking to revamp their district-wide Title IX survey. Proposed questions would include topics on discrimination, bullying, and school climate, and maybe one on sexual harassment. Title IX is a law that bans discrimination on the basis of sex in any federally supported education program or activity. It has also been used in court cases to prevent sexual harassment and abuse. Because of three recent high-profile cases of teachers sexually abusing students, New Hanover County Schools created a Title IX committee and have since hired both a full-time coordinator and investigator. With this proposed anonymous and voluntary survey for students, the school system would explore further issues with Title IX compliance. But contention around adding a certain question is partially to blame for its delayed rollout. Julie Varnum is the Assistant Superintendent of Support Services.
On the whole, I am concerned with maybe asking an anonymous question of, have you been the victim of either harassment, discrimination, bullying, or sexual harassment, and then not really having an opportunity to respond to that.
Tanya Jordan is the system's supervisor of school counseling and social work. She shares similar concerns.
We start off counseling sessions by educating students on our limits to confidentiality and explaining to them when we have to breach our confidentiality to get them additional supports. So that would be another good introductory way of being able to make students aware of how this survey information may be used.
But Dr. Jacqueline White, Professor Emerita of Psychology at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, who's also a part of the Title IX committee, explains what's at stake if the question is not included.
The version that they have right now just asks the sort of general question, have you had any experiences with bullying or harassment? Students are not going to necessarily think about sexual assault experiences as a form of bullying or harassment. It's not going to help the school come up with prevention programs, intervention programs, resources, because they don't know enough about the specific nature of what happened.
Committee member Amy Feith is the executive director of the Carousel Center. She leads the subcommittee that is now tasked with hashing out how the survey is written.
Yes, I do think we should include that question. I do think that it's important to go ahead and ask it. If you're going to ask it, we have to have a way to then help whoever says yes.
Feith says one way could be a clear listing of resources for students to report sexual harassment or abuse. And the county does, in fact, have two ways to report anonymously, through their Ethics 360 portal or their Say Something app. And as for concerns with anonymity on the survey, Dr. White says there is a precedent.
There's a survey that's been given in the schools across the country for years, and it has some very, very sensitive questions in it. And school systems have been allowed to administer that survey without the requirement that they have to report when students report that they've been victimized in some ways.
It's called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance Survey, and it's run by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey is both voluntary and anonymous. As for whether the question involving sexual harassment might make it on a New Hanover County Schools survey, Jarrell Lewis, the system's Title IX coordinator, says,
it really depends on the goal of the committee as a whole.
Officials note that the survey currently being debated is only one step in a longer process. The next Title IX committee is February 15th. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.